Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seats with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. That was Garfunkel and Oates singing the theme song, Christmassy style. We're at the UCB Theater in L.A. It's Tuesday, November 30th, 2010, and I think Dobby should be nominated for an Oscar. I tried to say that last week, but whoever the guests were, I've already forgotten. It's out of my mind. But Larry and Tig and Greg were all like, we haven't seen it. That was just Greg. That wasn't Larry and Tig. I will be... that was my Greg Proops impression. I'll be at Hyenas in Fort Worth December 3rd. That's tonight if you downloaded the podcast successfully on the day it came out. The episode I was just referring to with Tig and Larry and Greg, there's been people writing to me on Twitter saying they're having downloading problems, but then there's like 50,000 other people that have downloaded it successfully. So I don't know if just... there's just 12 weirdos out there that have reached out to me and just don't know how to work their computer, but they all seem legit, like they've listened to it before. So hopefully that problem's been solved. I don't know how those things get solved. I just complained to the producers, Matt Belknap and Ryan McMenamin, and then one of them goes and tries to take care of it. So I'll be in Fort Worth December 3rd and 4th. There's a new episode of Events Interruption airing tonight at midnight, 11 Central, with Tom Lennon, Michael Ian Black, and Andy Daly. The Marijuana Logs is going to be performed just one time only in New York City at the Gramercy Theater December 18th at 4:20. LiveNation.com is where you go to get tickets, and good luck spelling Marijuana Logs in the search engine. December 21st, no Comedy Death Ray here at UCB, and that's the show people usually come to see after they see Doug Loves Movies. There is no show on December 21st, so Doug Loves Movies is going to come in at a special time at 8 o'clock. It's only going to be $5 to get in, $20 to get out. No, it's only going to be... It's only going to be $5, but it's going to be like an extra long show, and I've already booked, if they don't cancel, some really great guests. So that's going to be on December 21st. So you guys that are here now, or if you're going to be in the LA area, please do come by. Now, my guest tonight, I wrote my guest down on the piece of paper, but I'm pretty sure it's three people. My guests tonight are two previous guests on this show, two very funny comedians, and two dudes responsible. I mean, they're all, you know what I mean? They're not, I'm not bringing out six people. and the two dudes responsible for that unstoppable train, please welcome Jen Kirkman, TJ Miller, and Ethan Suplee, everybody. Come on out, you guys. Sit wherever you like. Just do it quickly because it's not interesting to listen to.
Certainly not. Hey, everyone.
That's TJ.
Hi. Hello.
That's Ethan.
Hi, everybody. My name is
Doug,
and
don't read my script.
I thought it was for me.
Don't read my script, Jen Kirkman.
Hi.
Hello. I got to start with TJ and Ethan because I saw Unstoppable, and you guys are basically responsible for a missile the size of a Chrysler building headed into a crowded town in a shit state nobody cares about. No, I'm joking around. It's a beautiful area. Would have been a terrible disaster if the train had hit Stanton. Was that what they were afraid
Scranton.
It was going to hit? Not Scranton. It was Stanton,
Stanton
I think.
Stanton, I Stanton. Stanton.
Oh, okay, I was in, that's another movie I was in.
That's why you should really not be a guy that's deciding where the trains are going to go. You really shouldn't be working out at the coupling
sounds
yard.
Sounds like Stamron. Send it to Panton.
They kept saying Arklo through the whole movie, and then when they show it spelled finally, I was like, oh, that's not how I spelled it.
Let me guess.
Okay.
A-R-C-L-O-W.
I don't think so.
K.
Is that it? It's a K, right? Yeah, but it's A-R-K-L-O-W, I think. I was just giving it a C and an O, Arklo.
What is Arklo?
Did you guys see the movie?
It's the city. I think it's the city where it's the first city they get to after they had a chance to derail the train or safely, but they didn't do it because corporate asshole standing in office somewhere calling the shots when it should be called by Rosario, who's practically there on the scene.
The movie that I saw that we were in was Remember the Titans, right?
Yes, we were in that. You were the quarterback.
I loved it. I love that film.
Now, you're confusing me because you weren't in that movie.
No, I was not in that movie. But I like that I exist in a world where Doug Benson can be like, was he in Remember the Titans?
Nice. You know, there's always like when you meet like a TJ Miller and become friends with a TJ Miller, there's a point where some movie's on cable and you go, oh, that was TJ Miller. I expect that to happen. Maybe not. Maybe I was right there at the beginning with Carpoolers and
incredible save. And, I've never seen anybody have that problem.
And Cloverfield. Those two were the two first things, right?
Yeah. So you've been there from the start.
Okay. So you didn't slip anything past me. And I've seen in a motion picture theater every movie that you've been in.
You have?
I have. I saw She's Out of My League in a theater. I saw The Goods in a theater.
How many fucking movies have you been in? I didn't know you did so much acting. Well, don't really answer, I guess.
Okay, good.
I just
what a weird question and command.
I didn't
How many movies have you been in? Also, don't talk from now on. What's your CV? And you now have lost the power of movement.
TJ, start, stop. Yeah, that's Yogi Bear I'm going to go see.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about that. They've changed this. They came up with a new slogan. I remember last time you were here, there was a lot of discussion about the slogan. I said, what's the new slogan? You said, I don't know. And do you know what it is now?
Life's a picnic.
A picnic. Yeah. So that's pretty clever, the way they're appealing to young people by using a word that young people have never heard because they don't see old Yogi Bear cartoons. Because Yogi Bear is the only person who says pick-a-nic basket.
It's better than the alternative. They started out going from good things come in bears. And then the next one... That's true.
Yeah. I wasn't going to bring it up again. He did 20 minutes. He did 20 minutes on it the last time. I wasn't going to bring it up again. It was the slogan that shall not be named.
But so,
and
but
yet, that's merely and yet just, there it is. And then what was the second one?
It's merely, really, it's not me going back into that territory. It's just bringing it up as to make it a three structure to tell you that the second one was life's a pick-a-nicker.
Shut the fuck up.
So they weren't able to do that. So
that sounds dicey.
Life is a pick-a-nick.
That sounds like a movie.
I just thought of that on the spot.
Oh, okay. I thought he was serious.
Using my mind.
You thought I was serious?
Yes.
I gotta tell you, Warner Brothers Marketing is stupid enough to say good things come in bears, but I don't think anybody is dumb enough to say life's a pick-a-nicker. I almost wasn't dumb enough to say it. Then I thought better of myself.
How about a door barrel? A bear. See, it's hard. I'm just saying, lest you
it's
judge.
It's not an easy job coming up with coming up with
what we're
shitty slogans
say.
For movies. All right, let's come up with a good one for Yogi Bear, and maybe they can change it. Maybe it's not
like
too late.
I like a door barrel.
A door barrel?
Hey, Yogi Bear, December 17th. A door barrel.
A door barrel.
People are like, what? What's happening?
I was trying to say, like, adorable.
It'd be a great way to confuse but the a masses. Bear?
Oh, I thought of a good review for it. Unbearable.
Yes.
I'm sure you'll be the only one to come up with that, Doug.
Bear with me.
Right.
That's
try
nice.
And grin and bear it, but you won't be able to because of Justin Timberdick or whatever his name is. Yeah, I don't care. Doesn't matter.
I wasn't going to go until I found out he was the voice of Boo Boo, and then I was sold.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Totally swayed me.
Can you imagine in Warner Brothers' mind that they're thinking like, okay, here's the deal. How do we get girls age 12 to 17? What if Boo Boo is Justin Timberlake? And they really believe that girls will be like, wait, hold on. Who's voicing the 1960s cartoon bear sidekick in the original voice and not his own? J. Tim? I'm there.
I'm there, and I'm humping my seat when my mom's not looking.
Do you think he's going to do the talk show circuit for that movie?
Oh, I hope so.
Because that might be a reason to put somebody like that in it, is just to get him to go out and talk about it.
They really do want his name. I mean, that's why they put it on there.
That's what I like about Pixar, is they can just be like, Ed Asner, boom, done. You know, they don't have to be like, oh, well, the kids like him.
Life's a Pixar, Nick Basket.
You know what? That attempt was a real door barrel.
Fun
oh,
with
Jen
words.
Corkman.
Oh, Teej Mills.
All right, TJ, here's what I didn't like about your character in Unstoppable.
If I was at a
first,
family
I was
reunion,
disappointed
I'd go,
that oh, it, the movie wasn't about diarrhea, but then secondly. Secondly,
in what world is that okay?
Your character frustrated me when he called Rosario Dawson a ball buster when everyone knows she was right when she was yelling at you.
Well, Ethan, do you want to take this one?
You could just say it was the character. You don't have to take personal credit for what it
was. I think that was an ad lib on TJ.
It was
he
threw that in?
Yes.
It was an ad lib, and I will say that I was very frustrated with her. Because she told us to immediately get on a high rail. Now, if the independent brake was applied, as we thought, per the... And I will fight you to the death on this. And we will. I can do this with any film.
You thought it was going to be fine. You thought that the train was going to slow down on its own and that you'd get there and then have to wait for this slow train and maybe even backpedal to go get to the train.
Doug, it is basic train physics. Listen, if the independent brake is applied, eventually it's going to slow down to a stop. So to put us on the high rail to go and get it isn't necessary. We only later find out that the throttle was set to what? 10?
I think so, yeah.
Full power, right? Connie, full power.
He's probably done a few other movies since Unstoppable, so he's got other things in his head.
No other movies.
Huh. What?
Yeah, I've been in forced retirement. No, not really. I did pilots, many pilots.
Oh, okay. And none of them went?
Yeah, this became very
somber. Why did
somber.
It get so sad? Why did you guys make it so sad?
Yeah, what? How many
the
pilots
did
you
it.
Get
they
in
were
that
like,
went,
oh,
you
no.
jerks?
What Laugh. A sad moment in that man's life.
Yeah, I didn't.
His
I didn't
goes
understand.
To French immersion camp.
I didn't understand his look of jealousy when you were talking about Yogi Bear that you'd moved on to another project since Unstoppable. He's just watching your career now, and feeling bad for himself.
I don't know. I think Ethan, you passed on Yogi Bear on the whole movie even being made. Ethan was like, "Don't do it.
Yeah, don't bother."
I'm against it. How come they don't show Andy Daly in the previews and stuff? Because he's supposed to be the villain of the piece.
He is the villain of the piece. They're focusing on the bears. Have you seen the billboards? You know what? I don't know why that was so funny to you guys, but I don't care.
America loves bears, and it's been
it's a bear
tried
thing.
And tested.
Yeah, don't take your eyes
off the bears. It's a bear thing. That could even be a...
That could.
Yeah,
well,
it's
be a
bear
bad
thing.
One. And they did. They were kind of urbaned up. They have a moment in the trailer where they're like, hit it, boo-boo, and he puts on hip-hop. And the ranger's like, you guys, this is the music of low-income people. I think that's going to get cut, but that was the original line.
What's scarier than bears to white people at the park? Black music. That's director's cut, I think. Now, is it spoiler alert to ask if they stop?
Because you can run away from bears. You can't run away from that loud music.
No, but you know what? I've heard this. If you run downhill and a black person with a boombox is chasing you, they'll catch up to you and kill you. That was an amazing
How did you
joke.
Learn that? You were with someone?
Yeah, I was with somebody. Oh, God rest his soul. Leslie Nielsen, too soon. No, that's what he wanted on his epitaph.
That's what he wanted on that word that's hard. Nobody ever has. You ever have to say epitaph, so you don't get it down right.
So true.
But I would like to say...
So true, Doug.
Wait, but did they stop the train?
Oh, spoil it?
You can't
we
say.
We did not yeah, stop I think the train.
They don't personally stop the train. They're like somewhere breathing a sigh of relief when it gets stopped. Now, I know it's not a spoiler to say that the train gets stopped because it was... it's just that kind of movie. You just know that it's going to... It's not. But it's about the journey. It's about, you know... It's about how they stopped that train and how exciting it is along the way. Because once you guys fuck up and that train gets moving, it's pretty much, it's on for the rest of the movie.
But Doug, we are part of the reason that the train stops. Because without us, we never would have found out that the throttle was set to full. And they wouldn't have known that it wasn't a coaster. So, in a way, we and Denzel stopped the train. Without our
so you're saying probably Chris Pine is fourth. It's Denzel, you guys, and then Chris Pine in order.
I don't know
that's
why
accurate.
We're,
I think
we
that's
together?
Accurate.
Why are
we're
we together then?
We're a team.
It goes Denzel, Eth J. That was a bad one. Denzel, then it's Teethan. Yeah, that's a good one. Isn't that weird how that's better? Teethan, and then Chris Pine.
You know what the movie needs, and I haven't seen it, but like a montage of you guys freaking out to We Didn't Start the Fire. Like, that sounds like that would be such a fun scene.
Jen Kirkman, home run.
You guys just go somewhere and put that on and start breaking plates. You just go out of your minds. Because your characters really do set in motion what could end up being a cataclysmic event.
Don't say that one often either.
Epitaph. But
can't wait for the next animated cat movie. A cataclysmic event.
Yeah. You know what's great about that? At the
Jen wants to work in advertising for things that might happen. She wants to really put the cart before the horse and come up with the ad first, which they actually do sometimes now. They think of like what the selling point is and then make it.
Yeah, they did. They had the date for Yogi Bear before they did it. I just like that when she said that at the beginning, none of us knew what was going on. Like she was like, "I can't wait for the next cat movie," and all of us are like, "Well, I guess she's lost it. She is wearing a weird hat. I guess this is when we see a woman break down."
And she just thought it was so
cataclysmic event. We're all like, "Thank God!" Like I know we laughed because it was very funny, but I think it was more of a sigh of relief. Like she's not insane.
Oh, that I'll take it. This isn't a weird hat, though.
She had to suddenly say that just because she felt it was important to interject an opinion about movies into the conversation, and that was just something that popped into her head. Like she's that excited about the next cat movie.
Ethan's been over here also doing the same thing. You guys can't hear it, but he's been mumbling under his breath. 101 Dalmatians. Oh, Doug, I hope you're not mad at me this time. Because I'm having fun.
Why did they use that? They didn't use that at all.
They didn't use that. They didn't use that.
They should.
If they would bring all of us
let's
in.
Let's think of more ads that
Ethan,
could have
what
been.
Would you, what do you think? What kind of ads should there be for things?
I am totally lost in this whole conversation.
We're just trying to think of... Well, Doug, you explain it.
I thought of a good slogan for Unstoppable. It would be like on the poster, it would say Unstoppable, and then underneath, and you watching this movie has nothing to do with the outcome. That's terrible.
I don't know.
But it was like so good when I was working it out in my head, and then I was like, oh shit, there's a lot of words coming out.
It was conceptual in a way that wasn't totally communicated. Like I understand.
I'm just saying, we all know that the train is going to stop. So the title is a lie.
Well, what if that was it? Unstoppable. The title is a lie.
People would be like, this is the next Inception. I'm going into it. It's already a riddle.
Unstoppable on opposite day.
Is it a train or is it two people making love? What does it mean?
That's not a train.
So I got something I got to do, if you don't mind.
No, of course.
I almost forgot to do this. I was going to do it last week, and it didn't happen, and now I was almost going to not do it this week. A lovely group of young men, I assume they're all men, sent me their version of, they recorded a version of the Doug Loves Movies theme song. And and I've had some pretty cool bands and singers do the theme song, and so they decided to pile on, and I was like, well, I'll play it, but not necessarily at the beginning of the show. I just want to play it during the show and see what everybody thinks. The band is called Lordosis, and it's kind of a garage band. But here's the best part. In the email, he said, describing the band, we're mostly scientists. So it's scientists who have a garage band.
That's pretty great.
Named Lordosis. And if you guys are ready in the booth, let's listen to their version of Doug Loves Movies theme by Hard and Firm. You know what would really sell it? At the very end, there should be the sound of a door opening and like a mother yelling at them.
Yeah.
Or keep just, it down out there.
Or a lab door opening and them being like, we just fixed cancer. It would be also funny. Also,
up here. We are fixing cancer now.
Fixing cancer. The least articulate scientist would be the name of that show. I feel like they are wearing lab coats when they're playing, yeah?
I don't know.
I think they have a great sound, and I think it's cool, and it's like what the Strokes wish they were, maybe a little more production. And if they have those lab coats on, that's a thing.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say they have a great future in handing out demos. So yeah. I'll be the Simon Cowell.
You can really talk it up when you're handing out the demo. Well, I'm sure they're going to be thrilled to hear that. They're going to be Googling Jen Kirkman in no time. Ethan, what did you think? Let's get
I liked it. It sounded nice.
There you go. Put that on your goddamn record, Lordosis. I liked it. It sounded nice.
Yeah,
Ethan
Suplee. That's on their album, Ethan Suplee.
From Unstoppable.
Parentheses Randy from My Name is Earl.
Hey, let me ask you this, Ethan. I can never see the dinosaur or the sailboat or whatever when I'm staring at those things. Could you see it, or was that frustration good acting?
I had to work to not see it.
Really?
Yeah.
It just popped right out for you,
yeah.
And then you had to pretend you couldn't see it and get mad about
it. Shit. Yeah, I could see it the whole time, and it actually was a sailboat.
All right. Well, Oh shit! I can never see those things. No matter how much people tell me how it works, I'm always like, have you ever noticed one of my eyes doesn't cooperate? But I loved also in the Lordosis cover of the song that I'm pretty sure they say that I don't like sticky sweets, and it's sticky seats. is the lyric, but I think, you know, they just heard it and then had to recreate it.
They're like, so we got to figure out what is going on.
Doesn't like taffy. Sticky yeah. sweets.
Can't stand taffy. Doesn't.
You give me an like unsticky sweet, I'm all in it. All right, what's going on? What time is it? How are we doing on time? Oh, we're getting close. It's almost time to play a game. Let me ask Ethan one more question because we got him down here, and I appreciate him participating in the program. How much less do you weigh between Unstoppable and now? Because you are, I'll take a picture at the end of the show to show all the Twitter followers, but you're looking pretty good.
Yeah, close to 100 pounds.
Woo-hoo! And you were like, but you were on the 100 pounds. But you were on the, you were already on your way in Unstoppable, right? You'd already lost some weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Awesome. Congratulations. Is there a secret you can share with everybody, or is it just work out hard and eat less? What?
Yes, that's the secret.
That's it. Just work out more and eat less.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do.
And he's bicycling like a maniac. He just did a triathlon.
That's working out.
Yeah.
A triathlon?
I only did the bicycle portion.
He paid two young Filipino boys to do the other two parts.
I'm just gonna one ass. I'm only gonna one ass this time. I'll work up to two or three later in my career. But that's awesome. That's a really great way to do it, I guess. Bicycling.
I lose 100.
Good luck with that, everybody.
100? You want to lose 100?
Yeah. It'd be fucking great.
That would be terrible.
When I hear those,
just live in a hospital, whatever. That's awesome. I'm tired.
What would you weigh?
Live in a hospital.
I'm not gonna tell you what I would weigh if I lost 100. You. Whippersnapper.
You're right, Jen. That was a genius move. Asking what she would weigh.
Because then you would just add 100 to it and then be like, ooh.
Oh, wait, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. You totally wanted to figure out her weight, dude.
What if that's what guys did? Like, instead of trying to figure out how to look up someone's skirt or look down their shirt, they're like, let's figure out her weight.
Yeah. They go over and they're like, hey, you know mangoes weigh like 3 pounds at their largest? How many mangoes do you think you would weigh?
There's a bug in
What would you weigh if you lost like 40, 50 pounds? Like 110? That wasn't You're you. That's some girl in the bar.
Equally
I was just looking at you when
though.
I said it.
That hurt.
I'm just saying that'd be a smart way to figure it out. If you were a guy who gave a shit about exactly what somebody weighs.
Right, but you don't.
I don't care.
You're a fucking feminist.
Here it is. Hey, I want to ask Jen, have you seen any movies that you like? Do you go to movies?
Once in a while. I like to watch them at home. I saw Get Low was the last movie I saw in the movie theaters.
Ooh, artsy.
How was that? We got a whole section that loves Get Low over there.
Movie. I was sobbing so hard that I was shaking, and I just thought it was a wonderful movie.
We were doing like a last minute, you know, Academy push on it, you know, try to get Robert Duvall a Best Actor nomination.
Great.
He's always amazing. That guy is one of the best actors.
I thought the
he picks kind of boring movies sometimes, but
to put this much on a movie and go at the end he's going to reveal a big secret, you better be a fucking great actor to live up to that moment, and he did it.
The secret is that he can talk to dead people. Don't give away what the secret is.
I will say, if you liked Get Low, you're going to love Yogi Bear.
Well, Get Low ended up using Good Things Come in Bears.
Life is a picnic. That was more also sense Get for Low's that. Tag.
Did you say life is a buccanic?
A picnic.
I'm
going to
make
Get
a buccanic list.
Oh, my God, how great would that be?
Pick a knicker, please.
Too soon.
Too soon? It's been like 300 years.
Okay.
I didn't have shit to do with that. Oh, I have a bodyguard tonight. I'm glad about that.
I don't see any. Okay, so...
Would have been just like over there, just in the corner, this woman stood up and she had a picnic basket with her and she had like a French roll in her under her other arm and she just looked at you and shook her head and just walked out the door. There was one picnicker here.
I couldn't see her. It's dark. I can't see. I can't see all the picnickers.
She's not African American.
She's just a picnic enthusiast.
I want the listener to know papers. I'm not participating in this.
She's without her papers, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't even know what I'm participating in. Seemed like fun, but maybe it was terrible.
Okay, scientists, next song, Picnickers. Write it.
Can you imagine?
You could see T.J. Miller on the Benson Interruption on December 17th. Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
That's the day Yogi comes out.
I know.
And all I ask of every person listening is if you go see Tron, buy a ticket for Yogi.
Oh, they both have 3D glasses, so yeah. You buy the Yogi You're ticket fine. And then cruise into Tron. I like it.
No. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I got scared for a second that you were tricking me. But no, that's right. Buy your ticket for Yogi and then sneak on into Tron.
Because you think when the numbers come in on Yogi, they're going to go, that's a little higher than we expected. Oh, wait a second. T.J. Miller.
No.
Probably
they'll say
mentioned
Doug
it
Benson.
On a podcast.
They'll go, fucking I love movies.
Okay, let's make a Doug Loves Movies pledge. Everybody that's listening to this, you get to hear it for free every week. If you're going to see Tron, ask for Yogi Bear 3D and then sneak into Tron.
Hopefully
the glasses won't be wildly different. Like Tron, you get really cool glasses, and Yogi Bear, it's just picnic baskets.
That you can't see through.
The side portions, whatever those are called, are just both of the bear's dicks. Boy, no part of that was worth saying.
But what are the side portions of glasses called?
The
stems,
rims.
The stems?
The stems? No, what is it?
Arms?
The arms of
arms.
The glasses. Really?
I'm going to put some arms around my face.
Be safe getting back to your castle on your horse. The arms of your glasses? Fuck you. The arms... It feels just like my glasses are hugging my head. Kill yourself.
All right, so now we're entering, TJ, the no riffing zone.
Okay.
Where we're going to run out of time if we don't just play the game earnestly and feverishly. It's the Leonard Maltin game. I asked Ethan to listen to an episode of the show so he'd know how to play. Of course, Jen has been on before and won when she was on, so she's defending that title. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm ready.
TJ, could you pick someone in the audience to play for?
Yes, I'll pick Donna.
Donna's sign is,
she's
got a name tag that lights up.
Name tag shit going on. So Donna, you and me.
All right.
Sorry.
It's Donna. Ethan, who would you like to play for?
I picked our dog right when I walked in. So.
Our dog. All right. And Jen, do you have a favorite in the crowd here? A guy just yelled "Picnic me!" If your podcast listeners didn't hear it,
I like this,
and now he's being beaten to death.
This guy, I think it says Jordan with the Back to the Future font.
Back to the Future, yeah. It says my name is Jordan.
Jordan, I pick you.
But it looks like Back to the Future. 25th nice job, 25th anniversary. That's right.
Basically, he kicks ass.
This guy knows his shit. All right, so we'll start with Jen, and we'll move this way and come back around like that. And Jen, you could pick the first category, which you like. Cartoons that were made into movies. Someone called The Average Joe on Twitter suggested that. Best Picture Losers. That's movies that were nominated for Best Picture at the Academy Awards and lost. That was submitted by someone named at Really Cheeks. And today's Daryl Hannah's birthday. So for a category, movies that feature Daryl Hannah.
Well, I think in honor, fuck Daryl Hannah's birthday. I've had four sips of beer. In honor of the cartoons made into movies, guys, TJ, cartoons
made into movies. Yeah, not both of those guys.
Not you, I'm
there's
sorry.
Only one of them that
I'm
moved
still
on to
up that
Yogi
Earl
Bear.
Money.
Cartoons made into movies.
All right, would you like one from 1994, 2001, or 2004?
94. What were the first one you said?
Yeah, 94. Leonard Maltin gives this 2.5 stars. He says it's bouncy. He calls it bouncy. And he says that the cast is enthusiastic. Of course they are. They're bouncy. It's
It's usually not like, oh, it was a sad movie, but very bouncy. So 2.5 stars, bouncy, enthusiastic cast, and there are 10 names. How many names do you think you can get it in?
Four.
Jen Kirkman.
Four names.
Four?
Wow, that's a good opening bid. So Ethan, you can either say name that movie or you have to bid lower.
And name that movie means she has to do it.
Yeah.
Name that movie.
The Flintstones.
Ethan says name that movie. She says the Flintstones without me even saying the names. Too bad that's wrong.
Whoa!
Fuck!
Oh, I'm kidding. It's the Flintstones.
Yeah!
I'm kidding.
Oh, God, that was...
That for those was... Of you
it
home,
is a breath of fresh air to have a competent player.
That was truly...
I don't even watch movies. I got fucking smart.
I totally fell for both. I fell for...
All right, TJ, we'll let you pick the next category.
That's a bad idea.
At DVAnt, DVAnt submitted this category, zombie movies. Zombie movies.
Great.
Or... this was submitted by someone named at Foulmouth Matt. He suggested Kurt Russell movies. And I said, hell yeah, Kurt Russell movies. Because I was talking about how awesome he is. He's in the beginning of the We Are the World video that Comedy Death Ray did this year for Christmas. And he's great. Or movies about movies.
Ooh.
Zombies, Kurt Russell, or movies about movies?
I feel like I do better with zombies, but movies about movies is intriguing. Let's do movies about movies.
Okay. These are movies about...
Although that Kurt Russell thing was great, Foul Mouth Matt. Is that who it was?
Let me check.
This is a good...
Yes.
Okay, great.
Foul Mouth Matt.
Way to go, you piece of shit. Fuck yourself, man.
He just got 12 new followers. 1978, 1980, or 2000?
1970, what is it?
Yes, 1917.
1917.
1864, 1753.
Doug, I'll take 1917.
1978, 1980, or 2000?
2000.
Okay. This was in 2000. Leonard gives it 3 stars. He says that the writer-director has fun. And he says that... this particular, you know, movie about movies is an easy target.
Bouncy.
No bouncy this time. 3 stars. Writer director had fun. Easy target. And there are 13 names. Start the bidding.
Oh, but it's a documentary, right? Or no?
What?
No. All right, never
mind. No, it's like movies that are about making movies.
I can do it in 12.
Movies. Okay. Jen Kirkman?
He can do it in 12. I can do it in 8.
Ethan?
She seems really smart.
I'm not. That was lucky, the last one.
I'll try for 7.
7 names, TJ.
Ethan Suplee. Name that movie.
Did I say it wrong?
No.
It's Suplee?
Yeah.
Oh.
How'd you say it?
I said Suplee.
Either way.
Okay.
What do you prefer, though? Suplee.
I thought
the correct way.
I thought
would
TJ
bet,
would
right?
know the correct way.
Suplee?
Sure.
Yeah, we'll call you Suplee.
How many names does Supple have to guess it in?
8.
8 names, okay. Is that right?
No, 7.
Okay, 7. Never have
she
a stoner
smart.
Host
she
a game
is
show.
Smart. She is smart.
Okay, 7 names. J.J. Johnston, Clark Gregg, Michael Higgins, Ricky J., Julia Stiles, David Paymer, and Patty LuPone.
Can I phone a friend?
No.
If it was me,
it's writer-director having fun. It's a movie about movies.
In 1978?
And it's 2000.
2000.
2000.
Totally different era of filmmaking.
You picked 1917.
I think Ricky J is the best name in there as far as helping to narrow
it
down.
No, I think consider cheating. What does movies about movies exactly mean? It's not like the making of blah, 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 but like a character in the movie might be an aspiring filmmaker, but it's not a remake of a movie.
No,
so
I picked movies,
David Mamet
I pick
movie?
Movies that are all like, you know, have the subject matter is making movies.
Oh, okay.
Like it's not just a character who does it. Like it wouldn't be like Charlie's Angels just because Matt LeBlanc's character is an actor in that movie.
Okay. Right, but I consider
interesting
friends.
Poll, Doug.
I consider Friends a movie about making movies.
Well, that's true.
Do we get
did
hints?
Did you see the Jean-Claude Van Damme episode? I already gave you the clues.
Is it David Mamet? That's not the name of the movie.
That's not, you know, he would make a movie called that if he thought people would come, I'm sure. But yeah, you seem to have narrowed it down a bit, but I don't know. It doesn't sound like you know which one.
I don't.
Yeah.
I have a guess.
It doesn't mean anything, but you can tell us anyway. If Ethan officially gives up, do you give up, Ethan?
I don't know.
Okay, he gives up.
You know what? If it doesn't mean anything, then I never want to say it.
What is it? What's your guess?
Will it mean something?
Are you just going to, whatever movie I say, you're just going to say, that's what I was going to say?
No, I'll guess first. Okay, guess. It's going to mean something.
Guess it means a lot to me.
Is it the TV set?
No.
Shit.
Oh, it was a good movie.
Yeah. And that could have been one of the, but that was about making a TV show, wasn't it? Or was it making a movie?
Making a TV show.
TV show, but yeah, I thought that fell on that wouldn't count. Kirkman.
Charles Durning, Rebecca Pidgeon, Sarah Jessica Parker, Philip Seymour Hoffman, William H. Macy, people in the audience are saying it, and Alec Baldwin, and it was called State and Maine.
Oh, I never would have guessed that.
It was a mammoth film then. God,
yes, it was. So you got that much of it. So do you want to have half a point?
Yes.
all right, so TJ got the point on that one, and we'll start with Jen this time. Would you like Best Picture Loser, a zombie movie, or Kurt Russell?
I'm not going to know any of these.
That's a terrific attitude.
I'm going Best Picture Loser.
All right.
Yeah.
These movies that were nominated for Best Picture did not win. From 2007, 2008, or 2009?
2008.
Okay. Leonard Maltin gives this 4 stars. I'd go a little shy of that. He says it has a fascinating premise. And he says, kudos to the stars. Which is what I say every night as part of my bedtime prayer. Okay, so 4 stars, fascinating premise, kudos to the stars, and there are 12 names, and it did not win Best Picture in 2008. How many names do you think you can get it in, Jen Kirkman?
9, I'm going to.
She says 9 names, Ethan.
I'm not going to beat her.
So you want to say name that movie?
Name that movie.
No, right. Oh, Jen, you say Kirkman. The names, though.
I'll say the names,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to jump in like you did with Flintstones.
Oh, okay.
You get to hear 8 names.
Thanks.
And if...
9? I said 9.
She said 7, Doug.
No, 7
I heard.
Not.
I heard 4.
I heard a bearable.
How many was it for real? 9, okay.
How many
thanks,
was
guys.
It for real?
The audience is like the judge. Nine. The audience judges. Okay, 9 names. Elle Fanning, Rampai Mohodai.
Nobody's.
Phyllis Somerville, Elias Koteas, Jared Harris, Maher Faso Flosso Faso Ali, Jason Fleming, Tilda Swinton, and Julia Ormond. That should give it away
I'm
to some people.
I'm not a movie person.
Can I know.
Can we hear the Arabic?
That's a lot of people.
The Arabic
wait.
Pronunciation on that
it's
one name.
It's Maherhasalalhash.
Tilda Swinton.
Oh, it's got the word hash in there. Hash is in there.
Maraka
hashalala. She looked like a guy and looked kind of ugly or something.
Tilda Swinton?
Yeah.
So you know
that's
her.
That's the name of the movie. Yeah. She got it. Tilda Swinton's in it and she looked kind of ugly and like a dude or something.
No, not her. The
all right, I got to call it. We have a 3-way tie. It's a 3-way tie. It's official 3-way tie. Because the movie you can't get is called The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Oh, interesting premise. I should have gotten that. If well, I had said, who is the next name?
Clues.
Who is the next name?
The next name, you go, that's a lot of names. The next name is Tajari P. Henson, who was nominated for Best Supporting Actress, and Kate Blanchett, and then, of course, Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Fuck, if I had gone all the way to Brad Pitt, I would have guessed it.
You know, you should start with
if you'd have read the whole review, I might have guessed it. If you told me it was curious and that it was not solved.
See, though, I start big
and
then I
and there were fastening agents for coats.
Okay, we got it, TJ. Oh, my God, your riff train is unstoppable.
Get the floater.
What's it called?
All right, so who? What happened there? So Jen got the point. Ethan called her on it. So, TJ, we start with you. And... you got the point. I'm sorry. Ethan got the point. So it's a 3-way tie. But it was between you two. So we start with TJ.
All right.
Everybody's got a point. First person to another point wins.
All right. Strictly Business.
Kurt Russell, Dara Hannah, are cartoons made into movies?
Kurt Russell.
Yes. A Kurt Russell movie from 1975, 1983, or 1997?
80.
The audience is whispering 83.
The audience said 83.
Someone in the audience has really has their heart set on 83.
Oh, please. I've been waiting for this all year.
Do you remember who you're playing for, TJ?
Yeah, Donna.
Donna. Okay. And Ethan's playing for our dog.
Jordan.
Jordan. Jordan, our dog.
Donna.
My point should count more because I actually guessed something, but that's not the game.
Three stars from Leonard. Seems fair. 1983, three stars. It's Kurt Russell's in this movie. So it's nice that Leonard says the movie has superb performances. And he also says that the script was written by two ladies. He doesn't say two ladies. He says their names. I'm saying two ladies. So this is 1983, script written by
two ladies. Names? You've never censored that section of the hint?
Yes, I have. I don't, because it would give away too much if I told you their names. Just saying, it's kind of unusual. 1983, two women wrote the script.
How many names?
That's a great clue.
I'm excited about it. It means a lot to me.
18 names.
I can do it.
TJ Miller.
I can do it in 18.
JK?
17.
16.
ES says 16. TJ?
15.
Somebody's gonna pull the trigger someday. Jen?
I fold.
So you say name it, TJ?
Oh, name it, TJ.
All right. How many are we down to? 14?
I think it's 18.
15. All right. I gotta do them fast. Anthony Heald, Tess Harper, Ray Baker, M. Emmett Walsh, David Strathairn, Bruce McGill, E. Catherine Kerr, Henderson Forsyth, Sudie Bond, Joseph Sommer, Charles Hallahan. How many is it supposed to be?
You could have read. You could have just read in the phone book.
Ron Silver, Fred Ward, Diana Scarwood, Craig T. Nelson. The three stars are not named. What is it? Any idea, T.J. Miller?
You know, I don't have enough of an idea to not say Overboard.
That would have been Overboard. Would have had a much better cast if all those people was in it. But the remaining three names are Cher, Kurt Russell, and Meryl Streep. And
Showgirls.
That's correct.
I got it.
No, the movie's called Silkwood, and Jen Kirkman has done it again. You won again.
I did. I win.
Yes, you did it.
Now it counts.
You won all this great stuff for
Jordan,
who made a neat sign.
Sorry, Donna.
She brought a copy of her Jen Kirkman CD, Self-Help, that you can get from AST Records. And she thought, if you're not enjoying that, she thought she'd throw in David Sedaris at Carnegie Hall. So that's people were groaning with excitement over that. Doug Betts, a professional humoridian, also from AST Records, is in there. This book that somebody sent me that's really easy to read, it takes about 4 minutes to read, maybe two if you're good. And it's called Movies Are Fun. It's all these cute little pictures where, like, it depicts some crazy thing that happened in a movie, and then it just has the line written out. Now go home and get your fucking Shinebox suggested Billy Bats. But it's treated like it's a kid's story. Kane, what is it? What's wrong? Asked Ripley. Ah, answered Kane. So
you should have the two movie stars sign the book.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. There you go.
Is that really?
I got
a
Sharpie. Hang on.
I don't know if that's a great idea.
Yeah.
It is a good idea.
There we go.
You do what I say.
I don't think Jordan wants us to write on his book.
Who does it say it was sent to me from? Who sent me that? What does it say, TJ, right there?
Josh Cooley.
Doug Benson. Love your podcast and your comedy. Josh Cooley, exclamation mark.
Is he going to be sad he gave his gift away?
I don't think so, because I mentioned it on my very popular podcast.
Okay.
But he might be pissed. I'm always paying shit forward. Our good friend Ruzi gave me a bunch of government T-shirts, government, whatever that is. Look that up on the internet. But some drug thing. But he gave me shirts, and they're too small for me. And he said if they're too small for you, give them away. So I'm giving it away. And you sign it too, Jen. It was your crazy idea.
Jen, you sign it and
here
say
go,
what
Jordan.
Part you would have been in the movie.
You'll get your book in a little bit.
No.
Yes, now, TJ, Jen. Is there any chance you can quickly say what else Jordan has won from you and Ethan?
Oh, Jordan, you have quickly won. You can arrange with me by emailing me on my website. a time when you and I will go to Magnolia on the corner of Sunset and Vine, and we will drink an Arnold Palmer, and I will give you what I got from Ethan, which is...
a box of Valley Tudo videos.
Which, who the fuck knows what that means? But it's something cool from a weird guy that's been in John Q. And then I will also give you 5 bottles of extract that were used in the actual movie Extract with Jason Bateman, Mila Kunis, or anything like that. Limited edition. So just email me and we're going to have an Arnold Palmer together.
Oh, I should mention that one of those categories I said in the game today was suggested by Jay Cridlin from the St. Petersburg Times. I talked to him about my shows coming up at the Tampa Improv December 9 through 12.
Whew, can I plug something?
Oh, and the bidding is open on Comedy Death Ray Holiday Auction at ComedyDeathRay.com. Okay, go ahead.
I'm taping my second comedy album here at UCB Theater December 11th, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Please come one
show,
one shot.
Yeah, come to that, everybody.
Come to that. And if you
December
don't,
what?
December 11th, never forget. December 11th at 10 p.m.
I did a joke on the Benson Eruption where I said I walked into a 7-Eleven, never forget.
And I love it.
And so that now it feels like a callback. Even though you came up with it totally on your own.
Oh, okay. I thought you were accusing me.
No, you haven't seen the show yet, right?
No.
That's what you told me backstage. Which is a good cover-up when you steal my joke. No, it's, you know, it's good. It's funny, but it's, you know.
Hey, like minds, whatever.
Right, like minds. Okay, so let's have another round of applause for T.J. Miller, Ethan Suplee.
Denver, where you at?
Currently both starring in Unstoppable. It's a lot of fun. Go see it. And, of course, Jen Kirkman, who is unstoppable in the Leonard Maltin game. And... I'm going to take your picture here, you guys, in a second. But as always, Ben Tutlow is a shithead, and the WikiLeaks guy is a shithead.
What? Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves movies.